Chapter 18. Purpose. Magna Macrag Civitas Port Hera. She had many scars. Never would she be considered beautiful or majestic. War had branded her as surely and indelibly as any fireborn. Despite her aesthetic imperfections, the Charybdis did have something going for her. She was unyielding. Few ships of the 18th Legion escaped the atrocity at Istvan. Many had been reduced to wrecks within the opening salvos of the battle, plunging through the atmosphere like hell-wreathed comets. Others were struck down during the ill-fated rush to escape destruction. Their carcasses also now littered the black sand of Istvan, or floated ghost-like in the upper atmosphere just beyond the world's gravitational influence. More important than her size and the sheer power of her formidable arsenal, the Charybdis was a survivor. Her flanks were scored and dented, burns marked most of her dorsal aspect. Gouges in her hull had been sealed and resealed, then patched with ablative armor. She was scorched and beaten, battered and bruised, but she endured. Like her legion, the Charybdis endured. Numeon waited at Port Hera for the transport that would take him to the ship. On a picked feed, he watched her engine seers direct a slew of servitors across her sore flanks as final preparation for departure was made. "She is an ugly ship," said a voice behind him he recognized. "I seem to remember declining Lord Gilliman's offer of escort," he said, smiling as he turned. Thiel laughed, but his humor was short-lived. "Just here to see you off, and tell you there are many here who would come with you, not just I." Numeon looked up into the darkening sky as if he could perceive the many vessels flying in and out of Macrag, all on journeys of their own, though not nearly as far. 66 of us, braving the storm in a single gargantuan ship. It would be poetic if it weren't so dangerous. But you are right. About what? Numeon turned away to look back at Thiel. "She is ugly." Thiel nodded. "Whatever good fortune still exists in the galaxy, I wish all of it finds you, Artellus. I'd be lying if I said I believed as you do, but the fact you cling to hope gives me hope in return." They clasped forearms in the manner of warriors. "Thank you, Aeonid. You saved my life and reunited me with my father. It's a debt I can never repay. Reach Nocturne, finish this, and reward my faith in you," said Thiel, "and I shall consider us even." Numeon nodded. An announcement over the landing pad vox said that his transport was inbound. "I had thought Gilliman sent you here to convince me to stay," he confessed.
"He did," Thiel replied. "But if my Primarch can't sway you, then no words of mine are going to succeed."
"What will you do now?" asked Numeon, turning briefly as the low thrum of turbine engines resolved on the air. Three dark shapes were coming in to land. A cadre of salamanders awaited the craft, their necks craned.
"Same as before. Lead the red-marked and cleanse the outer worlds."
"Invilio," said Numeon. "I'm sorry about his death."
"As am I, brother. But he will not be the last, and he knew the risks. We all know."
"Yes. Yours are soon to be greater than most. I fear my hardest trial will not be of the body."
Thiel laughed, but without humor. "I can't disagree. Whatever awaits you and yours in that storm, I wish you fortune to overcome it. You'll need luck, more than you are owed."
Numeon smiled. "Perhaps I'll get some of yours."
Behind him, the transports arrived, their landing stanchions touching ferrocrete with an audible clank of metal. Amongst the throng of drake-green legionaries, there hovered a casket, its gravitic impellers raising it half a meter off the ground. Six salamanders, including Varkir and Zitos, stood around it in close proximity.
"Courage and honor are Tellus, Numeon," said Thiel by way of a final farewell.
"Vulcan lives,"
Numeon replied, and went to join the Primarch's funerary guard. Standing at the edge of the staging area, Thiel watched the salamanders depart. As the three gunships rose slowly into the air, bound for the upper atmosphere and an embarkation with the Charybdis, Numeon's parting words replayed in his mind. "Vulcan lives."
"Aye, he does," whispered Thiel to himself. "In you."